Welcome to the Nicholas Natalie Show. Thank you for tuning in. We are so excited to have you. Before we get into the episode real quick, head on over to nicholasnatalie.com/shop. Get yourself a t-shirt, a sweatshirt, a sticker, whatever you want. youtube.com/nicholasnatalie for new videos every Monday. As always, leave a 5-star review and become the reviewer of the week. We're trying to get to 100 5-star reviews fast. If you'd like to support the podcast, go into the show notes and at the bottom there will be a link that ends with quotation marks, the Nicholas Natalie Show /support. Click on that and you can donate to the podcast because we really appreciate it. It keeps the podcast going and it really just gets us one step closer to making the podcast of the century. As always, I'm the intern, you're the listener, this is Nick.
Hello and welcome. This is the Nicholas Natalie Show and I am your host, Nicholas Natalie. Today, we are doing another Solo Dolo podcast. We're going to be talking about what it takes to change your life. And first things first, if you want to change your life, you have to change your life. We're going to talk about three main components of changing your life. And I'm going to start out with the most important of them all, and that's your mindset. Whether you like it or not, your mindset is the captain of the ship. Where your mind is, your body, career, relationships, it'll follow. So let's cover some basic things. First of all, you deserve to accomplish your dreams, goals, and to have your desires. You deserve it as much as anybody else does, and chasing your desires isn't selfish. It's what you're called to do. God didn't create you to sit on the bench. He created you to play the game. And of course, you're going to make some mistakes, sure, but the simple fact that you are chasing and doing what you are meant to be doing is enough. It's actually, in my opinion, the best thing you can do for this world is doing exactly what you were meant to do. So let's get a little cliche. Do you believe that anything is possible if you set your mind to it? Because, I mean, we've seen it, and you've seen it in your own life. I guarantee that there's something in your life that you thought was either going to be too hard or harder than it was, or you thought it couldn't be done at all, and then guess what? You did it. You're your own living testament. And that's something you have to believe if you want to change anything about your life. Because if you don't believe that if you set your mind to something, you can achieve it, then it's kind of a waste of time. And the toughest part is the entire world can believe in you, but if you don't even believe in yourself, it's not going to matter. I got friends that I've literally told to their face, I think you're an amazing person. I think you're an amazing person that is incredibly talented and that God has created with such wonderful purpose, and they simply do not see that for themselves. Have you ever been that frustrated? Have you ever been so frustrated that you're literally telling someone else how great they are and they don't believe it or see it? Don't be that person. Believe in yourself more than anyone ever could, because that's going to be the contributing factor to you not stopping when things get tough. You know, when people stop believing in you, when you lose your job, when things aren't going how you wanted them to, you have to be the person that's cheering yourself on the whole time. And let's talk about fears. I can't make money doing my specific hobby. You know, other people have done it, but there's no way I could. That's weird. You lie to yourself. Why would you do that? You know, you got to get rid of the self-doubt. You got to get rid of the insecurity. And I'm not even saying it's easy. But if you want to kill your dreams, keep doubting. If you want to kill your dreams, keep making excuses, even though you've already seen it's possible. Let's talk about faith. You got to have faith in yourself. You got to have faith in God, and you got to have faith in timing, and they have to be strong. I'm not talking strong today and weak tomorrow. I'm talking strong every single day, and I want to make something clear. You may hate your circumstances. You may hate your living situation, the relationships you have, whatever. That's where you're at. That's not who you are. Don't forget that. You're a person who's generous, tenacious, and determined. You know, and you're going to put your foot down to show this life what it's all about. This random chance that we all have, this crazy opportunity to live this life, it's not by coincidence. So don't get it twisted when things aren't looking good circumstantially. That doesn't affect the type of person you are. And it shouldn't affect your faith. Another thing about mindset is what you think of, you're going to get more of. And that's simple and plain. You can complain all day long and you're going to be depressed and unhappy with whatever your situation is. You can find things to be grateful for and you'll probably be happy. You can repeat the number $60,000 in your head every single day and night because that's how much you owed in student loans and you hated it. And so you moved into a car and you only ate PB&Js for months on end. I just thought about that number day and night. I literally could not get it out of my head. And each time I chipped away at it, I had a new number. 59,000, 54,000, 52,000. Because that was my goal. And I'm a big proponent of obsession. You know, let your mind be filled with whatever it is you'd like to change. Write it down 10 times when you wake up and 10 times before you go to bed. Let it consume you, obviously without losing your morals. But these goals and desires should invoke emotions in you that are going to propel your change in action. Because if they don't, they're probably not either ambitious enough goals or you truly don't want it. Moving on to component number 2, sacrifice. And first of all, once again, the second first of all, is watch your mouth. You're spinning your own narrative in your head, and I want you to watch your mouth when you're speaking to other people. Stop saying, I wish I had this, or I wish I could do that, or I could never do that. Any negative narrative you're putting on yourself, it's not worth it. You're going to bring yourself down. Out of all the people, you're going to be the one that prevents you from the things that you want. Be your teammate. Stop spinning the narrative to other people that you're incapable, because it's simply not true. And sacrifice takes on many different forms. Speaking from experience, when I was uploading YouTube videos 3 days a week, I would sit outside of coffee shops in the freezing cold late at night after they closed, and I would cop their Wi-Fi so I could finish the edit and upload it and then turn around and wake up at 4:45 a.m. to get to work. And that's my example. You know, that's my real life example of not being comfortable with my situation, but doing what it took to get the results that I wanted. So where do you have to sacrifice? Is it cutting out toxic relationships? Or the biggest one, is it sacrificing looking like a moron to other people in order to get what you want? I do self-tapes inside the burb. If you don't know what a self-tape is, it's pretty much if you're auditioning for a role in a little series, you know, a little movie, whatever it may be, they'll send you the script and then you have to audition on camera and then you send that video in. That's a self-tape. And I do them in the burb, and sometimes I have to play characters that are absolutely deranged in the noggin. They just saw a murder or they just committed murder, whatever the drastic stakes are. And I do these in parking lots where I'm screaming, you know, I'm like, oh no, they're dead. They got murdered. And I'm screaming and people are walking by and cars are going by. And I look like a psychopath. I really do. I can only imagine what their thoughts are. But that's what it takes because that's what I want. I'll sacrifice looking like the psychopath that's screaming in his car at a camera in order to get the gig. And this partners with having a strong mindset because you have to have a no matter what mindset. When it comes to sacrifice, there shouldn't be a limit unless it compromises your morals. But really, there shouldn't be, oh yeah, I try until like maybe this happened. It's whatever it takes. It's no matter what. I got a goal and I'm gonna do what it takes to accomplish that goal. And people aren't gonna understand you. People are going to tell you to stop. People are going to tell you what you should do. And first of all, the first of all, I love all people. You know me. Where's the big but? I love all people, but really, there is one type of person that I despise. Or I despise this characteristic about certain people. I despise a you should person. Oh, you should do this with your life. I'm too afraid to do it myself and take control of my own life. But I'm going to project my insecurities and doubts onto you. Hey, tell those people to shut up and then you can go get after your dreams. You know what I mean? And I used to always, I feel like that's a common theme in like self-help things or like those, not even webinars, but those motivational speakers. People aren't going to understand you. But, and to a certain degree, this is true. Anybody tenaciously chasing after their goals, you're doing something different than most. Let's be real. Anybody that's sacrificing almost everything they got in order to get something, a lot of people are scared by that. So really, do be prepared for something like this. People aren't going to understand you. You may also have to sacrifice that voice inside your head that's sabotaging you, saying that everything has to be perfect before you start. Forget that. Just start. Listen to the first few episodes of this podcast. You think those are perfect? I had a voice filter on one of them, and I didn't even know it. You know? Like, the voices were weird, and there was a little bit of an echo, and that's not even because of how I record. It's because I had a filter on there, and I didn't even know. But we fine-tune things along the way. We improve bit by bit. Each week that goes by, we better ourselves. So this idea that you have to be perfect from the get is silly. And speaking of getting rid of toxic relationships and naysaying those should people, here's a bit of advice coming straight from yours truly. If you're trying to get rich, don't take advice from broke people. That's one of my mantras that I keep in the back of my mind. And really all that means to me is don't take advice from people that aren't further along than you. I get it. You're close to them. They're right there for you and they're easy to talk to. But expand your network a little bit. Be courageous and ask that industry leader you'd love to learn from to coffee or a Zoom call. It's 2020. Maybe slide in the DMs with, hey, you want to Zoom it up? Could work in your favor. Lastly, make a game plan. And game plans can be fairly simple in my mind. You know, what is it that you want? You got to get specific what you want, when you want it by. And I'll take the example of paying off my student loans because you can hit them with a what, when, why, how. You know what I mean? So the what I was going to do, what am I going to do? Pay off $60,000 in student loans. It's pretty specific. Why am I going to do it? I hate being controlled by things. That's the fact of the matter. I don't want anything hanging over my head. How am I going to do it? And this one's slightly tricky because, well, my how is I'm going to live in a car and live minimalistically, try to spend as little as I can. But these are tricky because you're always going to need a solid first step. You got to be going in the right direction. But faith is going to be involved in your how because we all know things don't always go as expected. So those things that are like so grandiose, this grandiose dream of yours, and you're like, how am I even going to do that? That's where faith comes in. When am I going to do it by? 1 year from starting my job. And it's as simple as that. The most important of those four is your why. And if your why isn't stronger than your fears, then you're going to have a hard time succeeding. Here's my final thoughts. Stop being insecure and go for it. And that's just me being as straightforward as I can. I'm not even saying that I don't have insecurities. I got them, but I'm still trying to go for it. Stop doubting yourself and go for it. You know, all those doubts, they're just holding you back. And what do you really have to lose? Be grateful for every opportunity and get as specific as you can about your goals, and then read them daily. Lock in on that one thing and be enthralled and obsessed with your goals. If you have all of your energy focused on one thing that you want to achieve, I will be flabbergasted if you don't achieve it. If you have a mindset of, I will never stop and I will continue to better myself until I achieve it, I cannot imagine a world where you don't achieve it. And do what it takes to strengthen your mindset every day. You know, meditate. Take moments for yourself and make sure your mindset is strong on your why. Because if your why isn't strong, your fears are going to be stronger. That's just straight up. Make lists. You know, make affirmations about yourself, reasons you're grateful, reasons you believe in yourself, reasons why you want to accomplish your goals. Make it a daily habit. Look at those things. And here's something I know to be true. The only way you're ever going to fail is if you quit. There is a way. God believes in you, and he gave you those desires for a reason. And forget the this or that excuses too. You can achieve your desires and make a living. You can love God and make money. You can be generous and be rich. You can be nice and still run a business. all of those this or that, I'm going to lose this if I do that. A lot of times it's just an excuse to hold you back. Really, it is. All right, fam, that's enough for today. I will connect with you in another solo episode soon. Much love to each of you. I hope this is a nice, refreshing, shorter episode for you to just pop into, get a little dose of fire in your belly. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please subscribe and leave a 5-star review. If you're on Spotify, please hit the follow button. And to everyone else listening, share this with a friend. You got this. I believe in you. I'm incredibly thankful for you, and I'm thankful for the opportunity that we get to meet every Friday at 6 a.m. We are all only going up from here. Can I get an amen? All right. Bye.
That was the podcast. I'm the intern. You're the listener. We appreciate you. I know you're still here because you love these outros. Quick reminder, uploads every Friday at 6 a.m. Grab yourself a cup of coffee and start your Friday off strong. Rolling into the weekend, Friday, 6 a.m. Crush it and then enjoy your weekend. And we will see you next week.